All right, welcome to December 17th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and one of the reasons why I do this show is because history is important. You see, without knowing history, we have a tendency to lose sight of where we're going, and humanity tends to wind up going in circles and repeating mistakes of the past. So in that regard, yeah, history is important. By the way, be sure to check out my Facebook page at facebook.com/Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Get involved in the discussion. Let me know what your take is on today's show. This is an interactive show, and it's a lot more fun when you get involved. So thank you for that. I assembled this podcast in a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now let's begin the show as we customarily do with a Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. And now on to today's headlines. Operation Blue Book regarding UFOs shuts down. Plus, the Wright brothers make their first successful flight. And the world's largest picnic basket opens up in Newark, Ohio. All right, so now let's do this. 1969. Operation Blue Book shuts down. Now, just because I'm talking about UFOs doesn't mean that they're from another planet. It just means they're unidentified. That's it. So, when the U.S. Air Force went through the Truman and Eisenhower libraries looking for MK-12 or Majestic 12 references and other documentation about UFOs, they found thousands of UFO reports. The Condon Report, as it would be called, was analyzed and filed. The result? Sorry, nerds. No little green men. Specifically, it found, out of all the UFOs reported, none of them were ever a threat to national security, and these UFOs never taught us anything scientifically or technologically that we didn't already know. And no extraterrestrial vehicles. Are we alone in the universe or not? As Sir Arthur Clarke said, both are equally terrifying. Ooh. See, I can be a nerd too. 1903. The Wright brothers make their first successful flight. Orville flew the first gasoline-powered, propeller-driven airplane, which stayed in the air for 12 seconds and flew 120 feet. Orville and Wilbur Wright began the work since they sold and repaired bicycles for a living. They needed an automobile engine that was light and powerful enough and couldn't find one, so they made their own with the help of machinist Charles Taylor, who built a 12-horsepower internal combustion engine. At this point, they were ready to stage their experiment area, and with the help of the U.S. Weather Bureau, they settled on a remote area of North Carolina called Kitty Hawk, which offered steady winds and sand dunes from where the Wright brothers successfully flew over 700 gliders. A wind tunnel was built to test nearly 200 wings and airframes of different shapes and sizes. Orville quotes in his 1953 diary, which, by the way, is available, entitled How I Invented the Airplane, "I found the control of the front rudder quite difficult." Yep. Finally, at 10:35 a.m. on December 17, 1903, with several witnesses present, the airplane ran down a monorail track and up into the air, giving birth to the modern aviation age. As the brothers would continue to improve on the airplane, they kept their invention under wraps so they could secure patents and contracts later on. In 1909, the U.S. Army Signal Corps purchased a specially constructed plane, and the brothers founded the Wright Company to build and market their aircraft. Wilbur would die of typhoid fever in 1912, and Orville lived on until 1948. 1997, the world's largest picnic basket opens up in Newark, Ohio. That's right, Lake Erie may have the world's largest Easter baskets, but Newark is the home of basket-making legend Dave Longaberger and his Longaberger Basket Company Enterprise. I don't even know how to explain this, other than it's a giant 7-story, 180,000-square-foot basket with giant handles. I almost want to stay in the car just in case giant ants start coming in looking for giant crumbs. By the way, Yogi Bear heard about this and moved him and Boo Boo out of Yellowstone to Newark, Ohio. True story. It was on this day in 1997 that Longaberger wanted to prove to his employees and the rest of the lunch-eating world that he would show off his basket-making greatness everywhere and did not disappoint with the look of his new headquarters scoffing at Tupperware users everywhere. These days, the basket craze just isn't what it used to be, and the company has had its share of financial problems. By 2012, sales had dropped significantly, and Longaberger had to move his employees to a facility in Dallas. The basket went on the market for $28 a square foot, and listing agent Michael Guagenti of Cushman & Wakefield said it was the most unusual property he'd ever sold. I would certainly hope so. Luckily, the citizens of Newark can still enjoy a 29-foot apple basket in Longaberger's front yard, complete with giant fake apples. So that should just about do it for December 17th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what your take is on today's show. Or what about some of the stuff that's on the website that I didn't talk about today, such as... Terrell Owens fans, what's your favorite controversy? So yeah, let me know what you think. And don't miss tomorrow's show. I'll talk about the Christmas bombing in Vietnam, plus FM radio, the Angola horror, and Michael Jackson. So don't miss that. Until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.